You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. As you certainly have noticed, Pope Francis constantly encourages us to show respect, love and care for the elderly, remarking how they're often looked upon as a burden in today's society.
Capita inoltre che gli anziani siano considerati un peso.
Perhaps it was one of the reasons he chose to give one elderly priest the cardinal's hat. He's Monsignor Loris Capovilla, who at 98 is soon to join the ranks of his closest advisers. For those who are old enough to have memories of the pontificate of Blessed John the 23rd, Monsignor Capovilla is no stranger. His was a familiar sight in the late 1950s and early 1960s at the side of this much-loved pontiff in his quality as personal secretary. Nevertheless, our new cardinal-designate expressed to us his surprise for this honour bestowed upon him by Pope Francis, describing it as a ray of light over the sunset of his life. Certainly an honour, he claims, he owes to John the 23rd, who set an example in terms of goodness and holiness.
Di Papa Giovanni, ai suoi esempi e alla sua santità.
But clearly also to the kindness and graciousness of Pope Francis. In fact, Monsignor Capovilla believes that by granting him the cardinal's hat in the sunset of his life, by the same token the Pope recognizes the service of a lifetime to the Church of other priests like him. But in recent months, this was not the only surprise for this 98-year-old future cardinal. It's not long since he learned that the Pope he served as secretary is to be canonized, highlighting on this occasion how the legacy of good Pope John is still very much alive, one which continues to replenish, he says in Italian, l'acqua del villaggio, the village fountain. That's to say, he specifies, the refreshing water of the gospel.
Acqua refrigerante del Vangelo.
Adding how Blessed John the 23rd's contribution as a benefactor of humanity is recognized across the world today among Christians and non-Christians alike. Cardinal-designate Capovilla is a qualified journalist and former editor of a diocesan weekly magazine in Venice. He served as pontifical delegate for the Shrine of the Holy House of Loreto from 1971 until his retirement in 1988. When created cardinal, he'll become the oldest member of the College of Cardinals. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.